Hi to everyone. You are listening Oroville News from Oroville for Oroville with some announcements, schedules, some thoughts. And today is Thursday, 25th of February, and here in Oroville is hazy sunshine and pleasant 24 degrees Celsius, and weather forecast for today says mostly sunny and mainly clear and warm over the night. Temperatures from low 26 to high 32 with heat index on 39, maximum ultraviolet index again extreme 10. Southerly winds at 9 km per hour with occasional gust on 18 km per hour. Moon is waning gibbous, visible on 94%. The 50th anniversary preliminary planning team invites us tomorrow, Friday 26th at 4:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion to join them for a general information meeting to learn more about what is happening in the preliminary planning stages towards our 50th anniversary in February 2018. We are invited to come for a general presentation of the participatory planning process that has been followed and what has come out of that and where the thing stands now in this often challenging, often inspiring and even evolving adventure. After the presentation, there will be time for questions and answers and interactions. Within the Mother's Birthday and Mother's Week and Oroville Anniversary, at the Mater Mandir today at 5:30 p.m., you can listen to Savitri music by Sunil Bhattacharya and entrance from office gate at 5 p.m. On Sunday, 28th at 5 a.m., Oroville's Birthday, meditation with Dawn Fire, entrance second Banyan gate from 4:15 a.m. On 29th, Monday, collective chanting of Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra. On the special occasion of the anniversary of the supramental descent, on 29th February 1956, we aspire to invoke the power of Sri Aurobindo's Gayatri Mantra collectively during the sunrise from 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the amphitheater, in continuation of the meditation from 6 to 6:30 p.m. Let us meditate on the most auspicious form of Savitri, on the light of Supreme, which shall illumine us with the truth. All are welcome to join. The chanting group will lead the chant in the amphitheater, and I invite all our Aurovillians and friends around the world who are connected with Sri Aurobindo and the Mother to participate in the collective chanting, and you may chant from wherever you are in the world. On Monday 29th at 5:30 p.m, Golden Streams, a musical offering with Joy on vocal, Nada Prem Bansuri, viola and keyboard, and Aurelian friends with Soundstones and Singing Metals. Entrance, office gate at 5 p.m. On Saturday 27 at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, they will screen the Golden Day 2012-14 anniversary with young students and adult sadhaks of all ages from the Sri Aurobindo Ashram perform gracefully an artistically collective presentation and move. The program was held at the playground before the Mother's Chair. The same day, 27th at 5:30 p.m. at Pavilion of Tibetan Culture, meditation with the Peace Bell. Resident Assembly serves an announcement of detailed development plan, residential zone 1 and 2, saying, as it was announced in the general meeting with Luis Feducci in January, their team has prepared detailed development plan for the residential zone 1 and 2. The plan can be downloaded on the following link, and you may give your feedback on this proposal by sending it to avenir@oroville.org/in and rasservice@oroville.org/in before 19th of March. The Resident Assembly Service is preparing an online feedback form that will be announced soon. Today, between 2 to 5 p.m. at Visitor Center near the canyon, between Visitor Center parking and the visitor's entrance, an exhibition on snakes and nature. Within Latin American activities, on Saturday 27th, there would be a program at Visitor Center from 8 p.m. onward. And on 29th at 10:30 a.m., opening celebration together with USA and Canada with title America One at Dark Carly. And you can come to the small gate after the nursery with flowers and incense. From World Cafe comes announcements for Blessing from the East Friday on 26th at 7 p.m. onward with the dinner and some magic by Laurent, and music between 8:30 to 9:30 with Niva and an Israeli singer who will take us to their journey to the root songs of Yemeni divan and Jewish holy songs. And Francois will join her on violin and vocal, and Nada Prem on bansuri and viola. On Saturday 27 at 7:30 p.m. at India Space Whitehall, Bharat Nivas Pavilion of India, we are invited to a concert of Indian devotional music offered by Rashmi Bhatt on tabla, Shastra with Indian bamboo flute and clarinet, and Lakshmi Sandra is a singer and harmonium player. On 28 at 6:30 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan Amphitheatre, Silence is All by Sri Aurobindo performed in mime by performing artist Drupad Gangkar. On 28th of February from 7 to 11 a.m. Sourcing Our Oneness, and they are saying let us celebrate the 48th birthday of Orville by joining hands and working together. The Sourcing Our Oneness initiative, a joint venture between Orville and Ashram related organization, is organizing a morning of collective work at Bharat Nivas compound led by the Golden Chain Fraternity and Bharat Nivas Group. All are invited to join in. On Orville's birthday, 28 at 5 p.m., there will be tree planting in Sacred Groves. This is the central area of Sacred Groves where the Vastu Study Group identified an energy point related to Orville's ancestry, and stone was placed there last year. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, in the morning between 9 a.m. to 12:30 and in the afternoon between 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. at Unity Pavilion, University of Human Unity announced the Integral Paradigm of Knowledge, a seminar of the integration of the senses, the faculties and the individual, universal and transcendent self, and the approaches of disciplines of knowledge, seeing, hearing, speaking, thinking. That will be an exploration in the light of Sri Aurobindo's interpretation of the Vedas and Upanishads. For the end, on February 27, Saturday at 5 p.m. at Savitri Bhavan, concert of classical music by Ladislav Brosman. And from the Aspiration Program come an interesting invitation to the true story of Orville's birth, an experimental event starting on Sunday 28 and followed by Monday 29th program at Unity Pavilion. Within the Mother's Week and the Orville anniversary, also the tennis tournament's certitude will come to final rounds, and we can enjoy the birthday weekend and the golden day, the semi-finals and finals of the singles and doubles of the adults and junior league at the certitude sports ground. On Sunday 28th from 2 p.m. to 5:30 p.m., Evergreen Horses are having a fundraiser, and we are all welcome. And since we are talking about horses, Pondicherry Equestrian Challenge 2016, it will be going on Friday 26th and Sunday 28th, and on Thursday 3rd and Sunday 6th of March. Red Earth Riding School warmly invites us to Pondicherry Equestrian Challenge 2016, and riders will be from Bangalore, Chennai, Coimbatore and Tirupur, participating alongside our teams of riders from Orville. The rides will be going on from 6:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. and in the afternoon from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. On Saturday 27 between 5 to 7 p.m. Swaram at Swaram Grounds, Swaram will celebrate Sound Birthday. And with that, they're joining celebrations of the birthday week with their 13th anniversary and gather musicians, friends from diverse backgrounds. They ask us to come and share in the atmosphere of the musical offerings of Tamil traditional and folk music, overtone, chant and didgeridoo, bansuri and rock, electronics and percussion. On Monday 29th at 4 p.m. at Ecodorm, Pichandikulam Forest, the Global Eco Village Network invites us to a monthly open meeting. And from the green corner comes an invitation to a Sunday walk to Farms and Forest. This Sunday 28th, to walk through our orchard with Christian and Flora between 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And you can bring a potluck lunch dish to share. From our nearby surroundings comes an invitation to Tantra Style 2016, a celebration of living Tantra at Yogishanda Pita in Eden Javadi Road near Adi Shakti Udayan. There would be 8 days seminar leading Shivaratri, which will daily increase collective experience of Tantra with discussions, artistic performances, music presentations. The festival will culminate on Mahashivaratri on 7th of March with a full-day program featuring body practice, demonstrations, conversations, dance, music, Kalaripayattu, and ritual theater performance. At Cinema Sri Aurobindo Auditorium, Bharat Nivas, tomorrow they will screen at 7:30 p.m. Even the rain screening is in collaboration with All Water for All event going on in our region, directed by Ian Bolan and made in Spain in 2010. At Cinema Paradiso tonight at 8 p.m. we can see The Liberator about Simon Bolivar, made in Venezuela and Spain in 2013 and directed by Alberto Ravelo. On Saturday, international drama Tomba the Farm, made in Canada 2014 by writer and director Xavier Dolan. Within children's film at 4:30 p.m. on Sunday, 28, we will see Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, made in 1971 and directed by Mel Stewart. And later on, as on Sunday, 8 p.m. at Cine Club, The Matrix, USA, made in 1999, directed by the Wachowski brothers. And Sri Aurobindo wrote, "This yoga implies not only the realization of God, but an entire consecration and change of the inner and outer life till it fits to manifest a divine consciousness and become part of the divine work. This means an inner discipline far more exacting and difficult than mere ethical physical austerities. One must then enter to this path far vaster, more arduous than most ways of yoga, unless one is sure of the psychic call and of one's readiness to go through to the end." Thank you for listening us. You can contact us on oralradio.org.